لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في محكم التنزيل بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد آتينا لقمان الحكمة أن اشكر لله ومن يشكر فإنما يشكر لنفسه ومن كفر فإن الله غني حميد وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى قيل من أبى يا رسول الله قال من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أبى وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله First and foremost, we thank and we praise Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has afforded us the opportunity of coming to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who has blessed us with the great ni'mah and great blessing of Iman. A person should make shukr for this every day and we have to make dua Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmah innaka antal wahhab. This after we are guided Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must not remove that guidance from us. We have to make this dua every day inshaAllah. Today we just touched on a few points of the advice of Luqman alayhi salam, which is in the Juz 21, where we extract the 10 points from that page, and we'll touch on it and inshallah explain the little bit. The first one is the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions of Luqman alayhi salam, and Luqman was the person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted great hikmah and great wisdom, and we read about the advice of Luqman alayhi salam to his son, and we read about it in the Quran and we hear about it, but let us see how we can fit it into our lives. The first one is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to him about giving thanks. But it mentioned, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنْ اشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah is explaining where Luqman alayhi salam is saying, first of all, granted Luqman alayhi salam the version, and then what he says is, أَنْ اشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ. That when a person gives thanks, a person should give thanks only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever we wish for, whatever we want, whatever we ask for, no matter somebody is maybe the means of that, or somehow is the means of it in dunya, but everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he says, anishkur lillah, that a person should make shukr and pay thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that person that gives thanks, فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ, this thanks will only benefit him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need these thanks from us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need us to say shukran or jazakumullah or whatever, give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will not benefit Allah in any way. It will only benefit us. Allah says, وَمَنْ يَشْكُرُ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. That whosoever gives thanks, فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ, it is only beneficial to this person that is giving thanks. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in that ayah we can see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need our thanks. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever does not want to give thanks, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most wealthy, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worthy of praise. So he does not need our thanks. We have to give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. The second one, ascribing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know one of the worst sins that a person can commit in life is that of ascribing partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, ask our children and our progeny, inshaAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِدُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, explain this, Luqman alayhi salam to his children, his son, وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِدُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ. That do not ascribe partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Because verily, shirk and ascribing partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a severe and a great sin. So, when we attribute anything, when we give thanks or say anything to anyone, let us make sure that we are not thanking that person, or let us make sure that we are not, for example, we see something and it is beautiful, let us not say that is beautiful, let us say through the Qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is beautiful. or whatever we do, let us make sure that we strive far with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah says, إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. That it is a severe sin. It is one of those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes. And it is those kind of actions that will get a person in the depths of Jahannam. Allah save us. The third thing in the ayah, in the page, in the surah, where Luqman alayhi salam is advising his son, he explains his sons about the duty unto parents. And the ayah goes, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ أَنِ اشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْهِ إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that duty unto parents. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says we have enjoined on man to be dutiful and good to his parents. This has to be in each and every person. That if a person's parents is still living, a person should look after his parents like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants a person to look after the parents. Nowadays we know the trend that maybe the father or the mother is even scared to tell the child anything, because why he'll climb down his throat and swallow it. This is today's thing. But in reverse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look after your parents like how they're supposed to look after. حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining how that mother weaned the child فِي عَامَيْنِ for 2 years. Never mind the pain that the person's mother went through before that. Just feeding the child فِي عَامَيْنِ and it's fully وَلِوَالِدَيْهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that be grateful to me and ishkur li, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, be grateful to me, wa li walidayk, and be grateful to your parents. So we can see the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies in the happiness of the parents. If a person disobeys his parents, a person goes against what his parents says, whatever his parents says, he goes totally opposite, then how can we get the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure? How can we come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah himself says, and ishkur li, be thankful to me and to our parents, and to your parents, wa liwalidayk. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ilayya al-masir, and to me is the final destination. What does that mean? That if a person does good, a person does good to his parents, treat his parents well, and for other actions of deen as well, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرُ, that we are going to be coming to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way we do good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us for it, and where we do bad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish us for it. Allah says. The fourth point. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the point is mentioned, obey parents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not for anything else. Only for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. Not to show anyone, I'm obeying my parents or I'm listening to my parents to show somebody. No, it has to be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَنْ تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that when a person finds that his parents is not in the fold of Islam, or a parent disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and advises the child also to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find in many instances where a person, where a child might want to come onto sunnah, a child might want to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the blockage between him and coming close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the parent. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. That do not listen. Where you do not listen. Why? Because that is transgressing the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and going against the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But, what should we do? But what should we do? وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. That love with him peacefully. Love with him peacefully. That means the person's parents does not want to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not fight. Or a person's parents do not want to come into the fold of Islam. Do not fight. Do not argue. What Allah says, وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. That love nicely with them in the dunya. Respect them. Because guidance is not in a person's hand, not in our hand. We cannot give guidance. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ. In the instance of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he wished for his family, other family members to become Muslim. He wanted it. But what Allah says, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. That verily, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. We do not give guidance to whom you love. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ. But yes, we give guidance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we give guidance to whom we wish. So if a person finds himself in that, do not fight, do not argue, do not cause commotion, just do not listen. فَلَا تُسْيَعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُفَ أَنْ تَسْتِرْسُمِ الدُّنْيَا. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the fourth point, who to follow. وَاتَّبِعَ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and follow the path of him who turns to me in repentance and obedience. وَاتَّبِعَ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ ثُمَّ إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ فَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then to me will be your return, and I shall tell you what you used to do. That means, when a person follows, or a person wants to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he should follow that path that will take him close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in such kind of actions, which path is that? That is obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the way shown to us by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because if we go away from that path, or the path that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown us to take, then we are going away from the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we claim we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we claim we love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this will be a false claim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِرُكُمُ اللَّهِ. That if you claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded to say, if you claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then follow me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In return, what will happen? يُحْبِرُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the sixth one is, where it is mentioned in Juz 21, oh my son, be it anything equal to the weight of grain of mustard seed, be it in a rock or in heaven or in earth, Allah will bring it forth. The ayah is, يَا بُنَيَّ إِنَّهَا إِنْ تَكُ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِنْ خَرْدًا فَتَكُنْ فِي صَخْرَةٍ أَوْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهُ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything we do. Whether we want him to hide something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or we keep something in ourselves, or we're hiding something away. Remember, we can hide everything away from each and every one of us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, be anything equal to a weight of grain or mustard seed, be it in a rock. Even a small mustard seed, be it in a rock. Or in the heaven, أو في السماوات أو في الأرض يأتي بها الله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will know about this. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَطِيفٌ خَبِيرٌ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of everything. The seventh one is the advice of Uthman alayhi salam. The seventh one is established prayer. Here, it is not just to perform salah, but it is to establish salah. The ayah goes, Ya Bunayya Aqimis Salah. That, oh my son, Aqimis Salah, establish Salah. Wa'mur bil ma'ruf, wanha anil munkar. That a person should invite towards good and forbid someone from evil. And in today's time, we find where if we do something wrong and someone tells us, it's either you are too small to tell someone, or it's either you can't tell me what to do. That is the attitude. Right or wrong? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us in Quran. Ya bunayya aqimis salah wa'mur bil ma'ruf wanha 'anil munkar. That if a person is doing something wrong, then a person should be told. Why can we not tell each other if we see someone doing something wrong? Wasbir 'ala ma asabak. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and bear with patience whatever befalls you. That whatever comes, like a person is maybe advises someone to do something good, or you see someone doing something wrong, and you tell someone, let us be prepared, or let us make sabr on whatever the action is going to do, whatever it might be, let's make sabr on it. Because why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to reward us in return for it. So if you see someone doing something wrong, let us advise. And if we're doing wrong, let us accept
Get advice of the next person you're giving. Get that from the other end.
Then the eighth one is avoid pride and arrogance. I'll read the English for you. And do not turn your face away from men arrogantly, nor walk through the earth with pride. Verily, Allah does not like arrogance and haughtiness. وَلَا تُصَعِّرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. That do not walk on dunya as a person owns dunya. وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. That do not walk in dunya like a person owns dunya. Remember, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might have given us, whether it meaning whatever, when health, wealth, whatever it might be, let us not walk in that manner where we're walking with high above everyone else and we do not want to see anyone below us. What happens, we do not know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can just change situations and then we sit in the position that we don't know what we done wrong. Remember, sometimes we do something, we don't know why something will be falling us, a calamity or something comes in our way. We don't know. We have to check what did we do wrong and what did I do if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unhappy with me. And the ninth one is be moderate in a person's walking. وَلَا تُصَعِّرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. That a person should be moderate in a person's walking. Like I mentioned the ayat before, it's two ayat there. When a person should not walk too high, or a person should not walk too low, but walk in a manner where a person will not feel that you are high above everyone else, or a person should not walk in such a manner where he's walking so down that a person looks down upon himself. So if a person walks, just walk in a moderate manner. The tenth one is, the last one, lower your voice. Verily, the harshest of all voices is that of a braying donkey. What facility must speak a word good when salty? In the anchor al aswati, the salty hands. Sometimes what happens is that a person wanna be heard all over where he goes. Whether he be in masjid, he wants to talk loud, he wants to be the man. Whether he is outside, he wants to talk loud, everyone must hear what he says. Sometimes you're sitting somewhere, now you hear a group of people there, that one is talking loud to everyone because why he wants the whole restaurant to hear what he's talking about. Or he's sitting in a gathering in a masjid, someone is sitting there, he's talking loud because he wants to hear everyone talking. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ أَنْكَرَ الْأَصْوَاتِ لَصَوْتُ الْحَمِيدِ. That the word, lower your voice, there is the harshest of all voices, is that voice of a brain donkey. So when a person talks, let us talk in such a manner that we do not degrade anybody, we do not take anyone on to belittle him. Let us talk in such a manner that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be happy whatever we say, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we do it solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we want to just tell people nonsense. I want to just tell you because I am the guy. I am this. So I will just tell you what I want to, when I want to, not even by a phone call. That's how we feel. Because we feel that I'm higher than that person, I can just tell him anything. That is not what the advice of Luqman alayhi salam to his son, and not the advisors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting in the Quran. And these advisors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting in the Quran is not just that we might just read it and go over it, but it is for us to take lesson and take heed that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in the Quran, it is for us to put into our lives and learn from it for us to become better Muslims. The three things. Luqman alayhi salam was once asked how he achieved his wisdom. He replied by practicing three things. We finish in one. He replied by practicing three things. Number one, truthfulness in speech. That means you never lie. Whenever we do anything, let us try to learn from life. We do not need to lie to prove our point. We do not need to lie for somebody to think, hey, you know what, that man knows everything. We do not need to lie. Truthfulness in speech, number one, let us be truthful in our speech. Whatever we say, whatever we do, let us be truthful. Number two, returning trust. That means the person entrusted you with something. Listen, and keep this for me. I'm going overseas, or I'm going wherever. Look after that trust like a person who looks after his own things. Let us not misuse that trust. And number three, abstaining from futile speech and actions. And this is narrated in Mishnah. That means a person should keep away from all kind of futile speech and action. We should try and come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by obeying the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that's to find us in Jude 21,
Suratul Luqman, the first ruku to the second ruku, inshallah. Allah give us all people making amal, inshallah. Like was mentioned last week, that Hadibunaya will be leaving us, inshallah, end of the month, so we'll be doing a small collection. We've done one in Ramadan, and we'll do one again now. The buckets will be coming around. Whatever we might feel in our hearts, if you want to give, let us open up our hearts, inshallah, and give it. And also make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granting good health going forward, inshallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts his efforts. Imagine giving adhan, calling to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 23 years in one masjid. For 23 years in one masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. The complete da'wah is given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the mu'adhin. Where every day the mu'adhin calls out five times a day, حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاحِ حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاحِ. What do we need to do? Is come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is calling us. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised for them in dunya, promised for them in akhirah, that they will next will be standing out above everyone else. And we'll be looking to say, oh, where did we get that from? In dunya, Allah forgive us, but we don't even want to look at them. It's like you are just here to do the cleaning of the toilet, you are just here to clean the masjid, you are just here to clean the pants. We do not treasure our mu'azzin. We do not treasure. Then we look into our hearts and say, you know what? What Allah has promised, can I just maybe be some way I can be beneficial to that, or I can do something that will benefit him, that Allah can also look at me and say, you know what, I've done something for our mu'adhin. And that is what how Allah will maybe give us jannah. We never know. But yes, our way is, you know what? He's just a person that's here, call out adhan, and he's here to do this, and whatever we call upon, he must just do, and whatever we tell him, he must just do. No, we have to treat them. This is going forward for everyone, inshallah, going forward. We have to treat them with utmost respect, because they are the chosen ones of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are calling Muslims. Imagine he calls one salah. He calls adhan for one salah. And the people that comes for that salah, imagine what reward is he getting. Why? Because he's part of that reward of everyone performing salah in the masjid. Now imagine a person's reward accumulates for so many years. Where are we? But yet we keep ourselves better. Where are we? We can't even ask someone to accompany us, work us to masjid, because you know what? He's asking, you know what I is. I don't really want to ask him to come with me to masjid. Yeah, we're calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala five times a day, waking up early in the morning, opening the masjid, closing the masjid, so that opening the masjid. So how much reward is given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? May Allah give all the mu'azzin, all of them, the true reward for what they effort are, inshallah. Because really, in dunya we try and push them aside, but wallahi, in akhirah, they are going to next are going to be standing out and we'll be looking at them to say, yo, what did they do in dunya? And then we say, yo, couldn't I do it? But today, so let us be part of that reward, inshallah. And let us make dua for them, and make dua Allah accept them, and accept us to do that as well. Because it is not just a job that we say, okay, you know what, it's just to give Allah. No, no. It is something that is high in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let, if Allah treats it high, why can't we treat it as high and noble? Let us look up to them. Sometimes we find we don't even want to call into our functions. We don't even want to call in for anything. Why? Because only the elite must be there. Only the elite must be there. My function, my walima, my whatever it is. But we forget that the mu'adhin also calls us to. We come to masjid every day. But we forget to say, hey, you know what, that mu'adhin has called me to masjid every day. I can't even invite him. Where's my iman? What is wrong with me? There's nothing wrong with him. What is wrong with me? I can't find the time to call him to come and please have a meal with me. I can't find the time to call him to at least come to our function that we have. We come to the masjid, he calls us to the masjid, and we can't invite him. Allah give us.